Options for critical care. What is critical care? Critical care provides care for critically ill adult patients with life-threatening conditions within intensive care units. Current critical care services. Currently, critical care is available in Bronglais, Glanguilly, Prince Philip, and Withybush hospitals through intensive care units. At Prince Philip, a temporary arrangement has been in place. This means some of the most seriously ill patients in intensive care are stabilised and transferred to Glanguilly for further care. Issues options aim to address. Staffing critical care services across all our main hospital sites is difficult. None of our hospitals meet required quality and safety standards. Our options propose having fewer intensive care units. This would make the service more sustainable, improve safety, and help meet quality standards for our patients. Hospitals that do not have an intensive care unit in our proposed options would instead have an enhanced care unit. An enhanced care unit would treat patients who need closer observations and care, but not specialist critical care. Patients who need specialist critical care would be stabilised and transferred to Glanguilly Intensive Care Unit. It is our intention to provide additional therapies support in all main hospitals and all proposed options. Option A. What is the option? Intensive care units kept at Bronglais and Glanguilly. An enhanced care unit would be provided at Withybush and Prince Philip. Another enhanced care unit would also be developed at Glanguilly. This is so the intensive care unit at Glanguilly can focus on the sickest patients. Delivery of the option. Within 2 years, including the additional therapies at all hospitals. Impacts of the option. This option has the fewest sites needing specialist critical care input, and so the greatest opportunity to reduce the staffing challenge and improve standards of care for patients. Patients at Prince Philip or Withybush needing specialist critical care would be transferred to Glanguilly Intensive Care Unit. This option would mean the greatest volume of patient transfers between hospitals. Patient visitors from Pembrokeshire and East Carmarthenshire would have further to travel to visit loved ones and friends in this option. This option would reduce staffing costs by around £274,000. Building and equipment costs would be around £1.345 million. Option B. What is the option? Intensive care units would be kept at Bronglais, Glanguilly and Withybush. Prince Philip would have an enhanced care unit. Patients needing specialist critical care would be stabilised at Prince Philip and transferred to Glanguilly Intensive Care Unit. Delivery of the option. Within 2 years, including additional therapies at all hospitals. Impacts of the option. This option has fewer sites needing specialist critical care input than option C. This means there is a greater opportunity to reduce the staffing challenge and improve standards of care for patients. However, this is to a lesser extent than option A. Patients at Prince Philip and with higher needs requiring specialist critical care would be transferred to Glanguilly. This means less volume of patient transfers between hospitals than option A, but more than option C. Patient visitors from East Carmarthenshire would have further to travel to visit loved ones in this option. This option would reduce staffing costs by around £255,000. Building and equipment costs would be around £1.407 million. Option C. What is the option? Intensive care units kept at all sites. The temporary arrangement at Prince Philip would be kept. This means the very sickest patients are transferred to Glanguilly Intensive Care Unit, whilst Prince Philip continues to care for some patients. Delivery of the option. The temporary changes at Prince Philip would continue as now in this option. Additional therapies at all hospitals would be delivered in 2 to 4 years and would be subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. This option has no fewer sites needing specialist critical care input than currently. This means the least opportunity to improve the staffing challenge and improve standards of care for patients. This option would make permanent the temporary arrangement. Therefore, there is no further volume of patients to transfer between hospitals than currently. There would also be no additional travel for patient visitors than there is now. This option would increase staffing costs by around £553,000. There would be no building and equipment costs.